Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
Thank you, Randy, and thank you all for attending. I'm not trying to be melodramatic here. I'm a physician, I'm a parent, and I'm a Canadian. Every life matters. Every single life matters to a physician. These are not statistics, they're not zeros and percentages. The scale of death has been happening in this country as a result of these of government playing medicine is an order of magnitude never ever seen before. It is utterly inexcusable, and it makes me madder than hell as a physician to see the rights of physicians trampled on so mercilessly. As Randy said, we have to be enormously grateful to truckers of all people, guys with dirty fingernails, said respectfully, to lead us at this momentous time when medicine and law and media and the church in particular have failed in their duty to lead the population through this and to oppose these draconian measures, none of which have any real support. In fact, the measures that have been used, I could say quite bluntly, have not only not worked, but they've made a situation infinitely worse. We would have been through with this mess 6 months ago, a year and 6 months ago, if it had been treated with common sense, like we've all done with previous flu epidemics, of which this really is not materially different. Instead, we had politics playing medicine, and that's what's got us into this awful mess. COVID is, in a very real sense, a fortunate experience. Yes, tragically, people have died. Many unnecessarily because of the denial of access to early treatment. But we needed a focus. We needed the point of the spear sticking at us, saying, finally, Canada, wake up. You're losing freedoms that you fought for so determinedly for years, for decades. And now is the time to rise up. And that's why we have to thank the truckers for leading us at this important time. And it's not just the truckers and vaccination. And by the way, a little digression here. Truckers can cross from PEI to Vancouver without vaccination. American truckers can truck from New York to Seattle without vaccination. And yet to go north-south, they need a vaccination? This is absolute madness. You don't have to be a rocket scientist or a medical specialist to figure that one out. No, we've reached the end of the line. It really is a catastrophic intervention that has to stop. It has to stop immediately. No dithering here. People are dying now. Pregnant women are being injected now with an experimental agent for which we have no data. Does anyone here remember the word thalidomide? Thalidomide. That could happen all over again. Look at our children who've been affected the worst of all the sectors in society. Our children, our most precious asset. They've not only been suffering the absence of non-verbal education, the smile, a hug, being made to feel suspicious of anyone around them that's going to last them lifelong. But now they're being attacked by a vaccine that isn't necessary and could well kill them. Is child sacrifice what we're all about in this country? To appease the new gods? I don't think so. And then beyond that, they're going to suffer for the rest of their lives because they'll be paying off the national debt with the net result being a loss of standard of living. That's what this government has done to this population. And it has to stop now. Thank you.
Sold out for months, X3 is now back in stock. Ladies and gentlemen, just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing, and so many people are deficient in iodine. It's not the soil anymore. Most of it, the ocean, is contaminated. But when you get high-quality triiodine, all three of the healthy types together, it does amazing things for your stamina, your libido, but most importantly, your immune system. So, X3, the only triiodine on the market, highest grade, is now exclusively available again at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. If you've not experienced clean, pure iodine and what it does for your body, it takes about 2 weeks to kick in on average, you really need to experience X3. Those of you that have tried it, used it, I know you're going to be reordering it. But particularly those that haven't ever tried the product, you need it because it's amazing what it does for your body. It's the good halogen, not the bad halogen, and it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. So again, X3, back in stock, 50% off for a limited time.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Globalists that have lied about everything that's ever happened, that Russia was going to attack on the 16th yesterday in the war-torn region of Eastern Europe that is Ukraine, where there's been a proxy war going on for 8 years. There are thousands of devastated and burnout buildings, destroyed factories and power stations since the Russians took control 8 years ago of that disputed border region. And so the average American didn't really know that there was artillery battles and rocket attacks and all sorts of house-to-house frontline combat going on. And so it was very simple to predict what would happen next. The corporate media, the controlled media, the ones that have lied us into all these other wars, the ones that are at war with us and our basic freedoms, the enemy of the people, that they would then say, oh, look, they're shelling. Look, a mortar hit the side of a house. There's a hole in a house. There's a photo right here from Reuters. Well, there you go. Somebody blew a hole in a house in a war zone. Russia has attacked with its tens of thousands of tanks, helicopters, and jets. There's the proof. Doesn't matter they're pulling back their main military drills they do every year. Doesn't matter that 3 years ago they did a drill with 250,000 troops, not 100,000 troops. Even the German defense minister is saying that. It doesn't matter. Look, an empty house got hit by a mortar or artillery, a small mortar or artillery. So that's it, folks. World War III. Because they know the average American doesn't understand this. Now, we were told that Russia was going to stage a false flag, an attack on their forces as a pretext to invade. But now we're told, oh, Russia's firing artillery into the disputed areas in eastern Ukraine. Yes. My goodness. I mean, Biden told us there was going to be war, and there is. Of course, it's been going on since George Soros and Obama overthrew Ukraine and put in their puppets in 2008 years ago. How many years ago was that? 2015? So this has been going on and on and on and on. And what did I say last week? And what did I say Saturday and Sunday and Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday? In fact, I know that our archivist does an incredible job. He can go find it. I said on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we're doing emergency shows right now because there's so much happening, that they would next claim Russia is going to launch an imminent cyber attack and maybe turn the power off and Jiminy Crickets. What do you think Biden came out today and said? Just that. And if there is a cyber attack and the power gets turned off, Putin did it, and the U.S. is going to nuke them. That's right. And darn it, the Russians cut off our Keystone Pipeline, too, and they opened our borders, and they had drag queen story time, and they promoted pedophilia in the news, and they devalued the dollar, and they run Hollywood, and they ship the fentanyl in. No, no, that's the criminals that have hijacked our country. That's who's doing all that, and we all know that. Russia's under attack, just like the American people under attack by the same globalist crime syndicate. But here it is. U.S. says, not the U.S., you mean the criminals that have hijacked our government and hate our guts, the occupiers, say war appears imminent after shelling on Ukraine front line. Well, that's it. We're going to have to go to war with them. Says in eastern Ukraine, why, a shell went through a wall, and there it is, folks. In fact, it shows a kindergarten class, of course. Well, you know the Russians, they targeted that on purpose, which according to Ukraine's military officials was damaged by shelling. And it goes on from there. Oh, Biden says there's now every indication that we're at war with Russia. Wow. That'll get you distracted from the fact that he's talking about putting dead dogs on people's porches and can't even say Obama's name. He's so addled. There you go, folks. Let's go ahead and play this clip. If Russia attacks the United States or our allies through asymmetric means, non-conventional kinetic, like disruptive cyber attacks on our companies and critical infrastructure, we're prepared to respond. We will be moving in lockstep. He always uses the Build Back Better Rockefeller Foundation words. With our NATO allies and partners. Here's what he had to say.
And if Russia attacks the United States or our allies through asymmetric means, like disruptive cyber attacks against our companies or critical infrastructure, we are prepared to respond. But we're moving in lockstep with our NATO allies and partners to deepen our collective defense against threats in cyberspace.
And, of course, we've got the U.S. diplomats, the British diplomats, they're all running around saying war is now happening. Russia is going to war. You've been told for a month. It's imminent, 48 hours, total death, Russia. And then, oh, my God, an artillery hit a kindergarten building. Of course, nobody was hurt, but, you know, we're pretty sure it's the Russians, they targeting those kindergartners. Here it is.
We are seeing information and data on shelling. We are also being informed about Ukraine's efforts. Can we say that Russia is trying to create a pretext by a pretext for its invasion?
Well, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. So it's the pretext for the invasion. I mean, you heard it there. It's the total proof. We've got to have war. And again, if the power goes off, the Russians did it. If truckers protest being forcibly injected, the Russians did it. If Americans don't like their currency devalued, inflation, what? The Russians did it. If your car overheats, the Russians did it. If you slip on the ice going out to your mailbox, who did it? The Russians. But no, it's not the Russians. It's the globalists, ladies and gentlemen, that are destroying our country, destroying our nation. Absolutely insane. And, of course, Hillary is one of their top people. So she already said this years ago. She said, we need to go to war with Russia. You pull the quotes up. If they hack us in any way, if they break in one computer. And, of course, the whole Vault 7 CIA data dump showed that the CIA goes and frames not just the Russians, but everybody for hacking. That if they hack us, we go to war, and she said, including nuclear weapons, because she's a good person. And because she said so, we should all do it. And there are all these weird, old, crazy people that can barely walk, who are barely kept alive, like two or three ambulances, follow Bill Clinton, Hillary, everywhere they go. Same thing with Biden, and there are these propped up weird mummies trying to destroy the planet. I mean, this is just ridiculous. And there's more articles out today, USA Today, you name it. Oh, my gosh, false flag. The Russians are going to stage a terror attack on themselves and launch a war. I mean, it's just insane. And you know why they're getting so scared? The wheels are coming off. They calculated their whole COVID-19 power grab and their global ID and the social credit score that comes out of it, the carbon tax. But because that didn't go as well as they thought, and it triggered a big awakening. And we told you last week, the Moderna CEO just dumped most of his stock and deleted his Twitter. They're going to dump Moderna stock next week. I mean, that's a no-brainer. Articles, PolitiFact, it's not true. He didn't dump it all. Well, he did delete his account, but... And now, Forbes, Moderna stock crashes. Loses $140 million as insiders sell millions of dollars in shares. But see, that's why we're the fake news. Because we tell you exactly what's going to happen next. Because the truth is, once you're dialed into paying attention, it's like they live. You put the glasses on, you see everything. You take them off, you can't see jack squat. InfoWars is the glasses. Put them on. See the reality together. And we can save the world.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, on Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Start a major war with a major nuclear power, then I think you're crazy. I know this audience of activists and beautiful people from every race, color, and creed who love God are on the same page with me, but wow. Wow. Unbelievable. You've got an ongoing war, 14,000 dead the last 8 years in eastern Ukraine, a civil war triggered by George Soros. He went on Fareed Zakaria 8 years ago and said, 7.5 years ago, that he got $5 billion of U.S. money to overthrow Ukraine. Played the clip just a few days ago. Anybody can find it. It was all over the news. They started it. They created the discord, just like they do in America with all the racial division and all the sexual division and all the rest of the crap. We know who the bad guys are. It's the New World Order. It's Hollywood. It's the big corporations. It's the ruthless people using behavioral psychology on us to control us and run our lives. Let me do this in this segment, and then I'll come back and really drill into this next. Let me just tell you what's in the news. The Davos Group has officially released a big report I've got right here. It's from them, saying that your world vaccine passport will be the new digital currency, and that private central banks are preparing to basically end all the currencies of the world once they've devalued them and used though the funds to buy everything up while they're devaluing it. And that you will be tied to a world ID for your currency, and that you will be the currency under Bill Gates' patent that we told you about 2 years ago. Here it is right here. From them. That's a small piece of what we've got here. I mentioned this before the last segment. We could talk the entire 4 hours today about this, but we won't. Forbes. Moderna stock crashes, loses $140 billion as insiders sell millions of dollars in shares. That was ongoing last week, and it's continuing on. The point is that we told you days before. We have the incredible harassment of the Freedom Convoy, and now not dozens of articles like there were a few days ago, but so many, I can't keep track of it, it's everywhere, that whiteness is inherently bad. Major universities are announcing it, everything. And private property is evil, and freedom is bad. That's coming up. Whole stack. See the stack right here? That's just a small smattering of this. Then I got a whole stack here from all these different publications, corporate owned, where they talk about families and never show a man and a woman together. They show women alone or men with children. Again, total war on humanity. That's all coming up. And on the Freedom Convoy, Ilhan Omar, I guess, has a bottom. She's not a bottomless pit of evil. She says you shouldn't dox and persecute people for their political donations, especially women who you claim have been disempowered in culture. Wow. Hey, Elon, I don't care you're a Muslim. I don't care you're a woman. Start becoming pro-gun, pro-freedom, pro-America. We can be friends. It's always not too late to turn back. I've been a sinner, too. I've been a bad person, too. I just happened to repent when I was 18 years old. Maybe she's got a little good in her. Who knows? But I'll give credit where credit's due. She said they're bullies. Yeah, they are bullies. They're firing people by the thousands of the 90,000 that gave to the trucker convoy. But that's okay. God's going to open doors. You watch for those people that do the right thing. But they want to intimidate us. I've got that in a stack of articles. And then I've got a little inside CNN information here that I'm going to go ahead and decide to respond to, because I actually know the whole inside baseball story of this. I actually know what's going on. From the Hollywood top of the thing all the way to the feedback loop of John Ronson and CNN and how they're trying to create a fake story and fence it through the news first so Hollywood isn't liable when they put out a fake Alex Jones origin story. So I'm putting them all on legal notice of lawsuits right now. So we'll be getting to that. And, I mean, I got to sue these people just because here's the deal. I usually ignore attacks on me, but what we've done resisting the globalists and how the public has made InfoWars a folk hero operation, not just me, but the whole idea of it, we can't let them take that away from us, and we won't. They're not going to say that we're racist or Nazis. They're not going to say we rape people. They're not going to lie about us. That's why I've got to stay on air and fight through this, because we've got to battle these people at every single level, ladies and gentlemen. And a lot of folks are like, well, just let Leonardo DiCaprio go ahead and make the movie about you and demonize you. Won't you be more famous? I don't give a damn about Leonardo DiCaprio or any of these damn people. Yes, I know all about it, dumbasses. Stupid asses over at CNN. Hollywood, all of you are going down. We're done with you. But I'll tell you about that when it's time. Because they want me to respond to a sit-down interview with CNN and respond to a raft of lies and half-truths and twisted disinformation. Because they still worship Hollywood. To them, if they lie in the New York Times, if they lie on NPR, if they lie on CNN, and then create, oh, well, the news said this, so we're allowed to make a movie of lies, and you think I'm stupid and don't know all that. That's coming up. And so much more. I mean, part two of the Veritas video got released that is just bone-shattering. With the high-level FDA administrator saying it's all about fraud, the vaccines hurt you, it's a total takeover of society. I mean, this is just nightmare stuff. That's coming up. But ladies and gentlemen, I can't stay in attack formation against the globalists unless you are supporting us and unless you're praying for us. Second by second, I need your prayer, number one. I need your word of mouth in this fight. I need your financial support at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't fear death. I don't fear prison. I fear them shutting me down and silencing me, because that means they've silenced you. I am literally committed to you 110%, because I'm committed to myself. We are like timbers on a life raft that need each other. You understand that? We are in this together. And I thank you humbly for what you've done and how you've supported us. I appreciate you. And I'm telling you now, we need your support more than ever. There's 1 week left to get X3, the deep red crystal iodine with the two other types to block the bad halogens. That is 50% off, and in 6 days that sale will end. InfoWarsStore.com. Also, back in stock, very excited to announce this, it's being sold out for 6 months. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3 with vitamin K for the turbocharging your immune system. This is the number one thing you need. It is amazing. It all works synergistically. It's back in stock, 50% off, and it's been sold out for a long time, and folks love it. Rainforest Plus acts long term. Turbo Force lasts 10 hours is great. This is quick acting and wears off quickly, but is amazing. And it's really a brain nootropic. Brain Force Ultra, fast, super clean energy, back in stock, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
Anything of real quality, anything of lasting durability, anything that's really satisfying and empowering and fulfilling is going to be hard to attain. And when it comes to information, boy, is that true today. We see the entire global corrupt anti-human depopulation, great reset combine, trying to collapse our society to build on its ashes their transhumanist nightmare vision, suppressing the voices of good people all around the world and of doctors and scientists and engineers that are exposing all their lies, their COVID hysteria, their world's going to end in 2030, carbon tax, global warming bull, all of it. and none of it can succeed. None of it can actually be carried out unless everybody is silenced and gaslit. And that's why truth comes with hard work and with research and with diligence. And that's why it's hard to share InfoWars links and Bandai video links. That's why we've got to share them now more than ever.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back. Thank you so much for joining us on this live Thursday, February 17th transmission. Timothy Lastly is a great activist out in the Pacific Northwest, who goes on a routine basis and bullhorns the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and more. He's going to be popping in with us in the second hour. We'll also open the phones up. Edward Dowd is going to be getting into the economics and what's happening with Wall Street and the banks and where he sees all this economic warfare going. You do not want to miss either one of those interviews today. But what's happening is the power structure globally, the corporations are in decline. And they've tried to impose their leftist ideology as a new religion, as a control system. They themselves don't follow it. I would call them elitist. I would call them elite capture specialist. And that's the term they use, elite capture. And that goes back to the British Roundtable groups and the British East India Company and the Dutch East India Company, the Dutch East India Company, how they would go in and take over a nation by buying off the economic business leaders. And then the military didn't matter because they would have already gotten together their roundtable groups or basic corporate mafia type systems. And that's what globalism is. And that's why if you go back to the Clintons, 1995, 96, 97, 98 documents that are in their presidential library in Little Rock that came out via lawsuits from the Western Journalism Center. And it says right there in 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, there were big articles written about this years ago, that if we allow conservatives to even sell magazines or nationalists to make VHS films or have any culture or any type of economy, they're the majority and they will organize and displace us by creating their own systems. And so Hillary Clinton is in these memos that are in their library, the papers of the Clintons, talking about the Clinton Chronicles and how they had to stop it, and talking about Newsmax and Chris Ruddy, how they had to stop him, and how they had to stop talk radio and Rush Limbaugh. And then what they were really worried about was all these new magazines and newspapers popping up that were populist and conservative and Christian, and how they were writing books and making films and building an infrastructure. That's why they deindustrialized America. That's why they sold the jobs out. That's how you economically capture somebody, is you get them under your control. And that's what the Great Reset is bringing you to your knees, bankrupting you to dominate and control you. You will own nothing, you will have nothing, and you'll like it. Or you won't get even food to eat at night if you don't submit to it. They wanted to domesticate you. They want to make you a total and complete prisoner. And so you can sit back all day and analyze different elements of this. But the globalists think they're in charge. They think they own us. They're behavioral psychologists. They're super ruthless. They're more mentally ill than anybody you could imagine. But they have a goal, and they're ruthless. And they are taking control of civilization. And if we recognize who they are, and if we recognize what their goals are, and if we recognize how their systems work, and if we build our own systems, they will never succeed in their transhumanism takeover, turning us into a commodity they own that they can play God with. But if we don't build our own economies and our own systems, they're going to win. And everything they're doing is about saying, your small business, your small school, your small bank, your small church, that's non-essential. We tell you what's essential. That's number one. We tell you when you can leave your house and when you can't. We track everywhere you go and what we do. And we have ownership of your body collectively and decide to put in your body what we want, when we want. And we're going to cut your resources off to save the earth because humans are what? Humans are bad. There's that example I showed from Germany, put up by leftist big bank funder groups. And it shows a woman, if you're a radio listener, breastfeeding a year-old baby or eight-month-old baby, it looks like, with her 3 or 4 year old standing by her knee. The true image of civilization and humanity, true beauty, everything you need right there, the future. And it says, is it the future or a climate killer? But if they can't get women to not have kids right away, we'll teach them men are bad. Here's the cover of the last 6 issues of The Parents. 2 men with a baby, single mother, single mother, single mother, single mother, single mother. The enemy is a heterosexual man. Because they want you all alone. They want you to be able to be run over, believing the state is your husband, your pimp, and it's going to take care of you. Yeah, look at that. There's Parents magazine the last few years, and nowhere is a man except a black man with a white woman, which if people love each other, that's fine. But notice, you cannot show that. 95% of it is that, because there is a war on anything homogeneous. There is a war. That's why George Soros says China's the most evil country in the world, because they have a culture. Not because they're communist, not because they're killing people. Oh, he loves that. No, he envies that. No, because they're proud to be Chinese. And they have their culture. And they're not going to take onto themselves whatever new thing you're trying to put on them. They're not going to teach their boys that they're girls, and their girls that they're boys. They're not going to do that because they know that's how you destroy a civilization. Do we hate somebody that likes to dress up like a girl? Absolutely not. Do we hate adults that want to go have surgery and have their nose cut off or have their genitals cut off? Hey, it's a free country. But you don't target children with that. All right, let me do this. Because I really am overwhelmed. I have too much news here. I mean, this is just wild what we've got. And you know that Polish immigrant to Canada that's been arrested a couple times for opening his church? They're now holding him without bail under the Emergency Act as a terrorist. That's in the news. He's now being held for trial. And they're not even saying when the trial is, and he's not allowed out for peacefully holding church services. He's been arrested, what, four times. And now under the civil emergency, they've decided to hold him indefinitely. There it is. Controversial Calgary preacher denied bail pending trial on the border blockade charges because he went there and prayed with people. And they said that was giving him aid and comfort. He's a terrorist. Yep, locking preachers up for preaching in Canada, folks. And the woman that runs the country, the finance minister, is the co-chair of the Davos Group, on the board of the Davos Group with Klaus Schwab, and her grandfather was the chief Nazi propagandist in Eastern Europe over the newspapers, in as far away as from Poland to Ukraine to Austria in Western Europe. He reported directly to Joseph Goebbels. You may have heard his name. He was directly under Joseph Goebbels at the highest tier of the Nazi Party. And, of course, we could say, well, we don't blame a grandchild for their... No, Schwarzenegger, oh, your dad was an SS officer. But you support tyranny and say, F your freedom. Screw your freedom, right? Yeah. And so you are a Nazi pig. And that's why the Nazi pigs over at the ADL give you awards. Because they're Nazi pigs. And we're going to beat Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates. And we're going to beat George Soros and all you Nazi pigs.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Bobrovsky facing terrorism and, I guess, decades in prison for praying with people on the side of the road. I am so blessed and honored to know James O'Keefe and his incredible team. I'm so honored and blessed to know Tucker Carlson and Joe Rogan and all of you, all of us that love freedom and justice. I am so honored to be here on air speaking with you at this critical time. And I love you and I appreciate you. We're up against a lot here together, but we're going to make it through this one way or the other. God's watching. And so we're going to do the right thing. We're going to stand strong and hold strong and not back down. Now, I got a lot of world news I want to hit next hour. A lot of big developments on the economy, a lot of big developments on the forced vaccine, a lot of big issues with the next phase of the globalists trying to launch a war, now saying Russia's going to launch a cyber attack and turn our power off. And then we're going to have nuclear war with them once that happens. That's what Biden's saying. He's invoking policy that's already been put in place under Obama, removed by Trump, put back in place by Biden. Very serious situation. That's why Biden said a week ago, last Thursday, that we are, quote, at world war with Russia. Well, Russia's not at war with us, but the crazy psychos that have hijacked our country, just like the Nazis took control of Germany, we got people just as bad or worse in control right now. And they mean business. And then their own little globalist bubbles, they believe they can't be stopped. But I want to play three clips for you here that really illustrate exactly what we're dealing with. The first clip is very, very important. They're all important. And this is Peter Schweizer on the communist Chinese takeover on Tucker Carlson's Fox Nation show. And he's explaining elite capture. Now, I want the term elite capture, I talked about this at the start of the show, to really burn into your brains. Because it's not just the Chi-Coms engaged in elite capture. And they have done it big time. In fact, there's a pattern they follow that would take hours to go over, but they control most of the universities. They control most of the Democrat Congress people of any renown who've been there any amount of time, the committee chairman and others. The Chinese don't give you all the payoff money and give you all the U.S. subsidiary money and power unless you put a known Chinese communist agent over your booking as your secretary so they can track and trace and control and watch everything that's done. So your assistant, your main assistant, must be a Chi-Com agent. In the case of Feinstein, the case of Pelosi, the case of Swalwell, the case of Governor Newsom, the case of all these major governors, the New York governor, the last one and the new one, the Michigan governor, the Pennsylvania governor, I mean, the New Mexico governor. I mean, the Chinese run it, Chinese communists, and the FBI knows this, all of it. Most of them are on the payroll high level as well. And so there is an internal battle even within the globalist deep state with the Chinese now over full control because they were supposed to share power. But now the Chi-Coms have been bitch-slapping the FBI and some of the people. So now the FBI is like, oh, my God, the Chinese took over. It's worse than I thought. It'll blow you away. It's in there everywhere. Help us, help. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, we're screwed. You figured that out now? You're bringing the whole country down. Your money won't be good anywhere, dumbasses. Think it was cool to sell out to a foreign power? Think it's cute? So, I mean, you can go down the line. There's over 100 Democrat Congress persons who have a Chinese agent running it. The next level is they want you to have sex with their operatives. And, of course, you've seen all that. So it's just a standard deal. The idea, though, that China runs elite capture is like saying Chinese play golf. Well, so does everybody else. Or, hey, there's Chinese pole vaulters. Well, there's American pole vaulters, too. So we're not dealing with Chinese, we're not dealing with Russians, we're not dealing with Americans. We're dealing with globalists who have agents in all those groups playing us off against each other for power and control. And you're like, that's like a James Bond movie where Spectre's manipulating all the sides. Yeah, that was written by number two guy at MI6, former number three at OSS. They're telling you how it works. So this is a battle of ideologies. In a battle of actions, I don't know who's a globalist agent and who isn't. A lot of them we do, but we don't know all of them. We only know a small percentage, at least a layperson like I. People that have access to that have a better idea, and it's bad. But we do know action, like Jesus said, judge a tree by its fruits. I do know what people vote for, what they stand for, what they march for, what they promote. And you look at the Democrats, it is the end of the country. So I don't need to know their Chi-Com agents. I don't need to know their New World Order agents. We have all the proof in their actions. And then, of course, you scratch the surface and they're a bunch of damn traitors. But they're not even Chinese agents. They're agents to anybody that'll buy them off. Look at Hillary's foundation. Just think of honor. They're the opposite of dishonor. And so here he is with Tucker in a short clip explaining elite capture. Well, do the Chinese have half the prime ministers and presidents and premiers in the world? No. Do the Russians have that? No, the Russians basically have no puppets, except maybe a couple Eastern European countries like Belarus and Tajikistan. So does America even have puppets anymore? No, not really. It's all been handed to the globalists. The U.S. 50 years ago controlled more than 60 countries. In a lot of cases was helping them out and having good trade. It was, you know, I'm not saying I don't like taking over their countries, but it was better than what they had. That, we don't run anything anymore. The globalists do. So American influence is way down here. All our influence is given to the globalists who parlayed into China. And now China and the globalists are battling over who gets control. Here's the clip from Tucker Carlson.
I really wanted to look at the whole question of why is the United States so unresponsive to China's threat?
Yes.
And I wanted to look at it from two aspects. I wanted to look at it from the China perspective, but then I also wanted to look at elites in the United States, what their motivations were, the sweetheart deals that they get from Beijing. And what I found on the Chinese side was this is a very brilliant strategy on their part, Tucker. They call it elite capture. Elite capture. And the theory is pretty simple. You know, the United States is our rival, even our enemy. Instead of going head to head with it, why don't we just kind of pay off certain elements of the leadership? If we can capture them with sweetheart deals, with other benefits, we can effectively lobotomize the United States by making them unresponsive to our threats. So that became very clear just looking at the Chinese literature. And on the American side, I wanted to look at not just people in Washington, D.C., you know, political families like the Bidens who are kind of grubbing for money, you know, all the time because they don't have a lot. But I want to know, what would prompt a guy like Bill Gates, who's worth $100 billion, to go over to Beijing and say the most ridiculous things about President Xi and about the communist system? I wanted to try to explain that, and that's what I try to do in the book by exposing all these deals.
Because Gates can then be the guy that computerized China 30 years ago with IBM and Microsoft and take over the world leveraging their authoritarian power. He explains why. Here's General Flynn laying out who the real elite capture group is, the Davos Group.
The World Health Organization, which has come into, you know, into the news quite a bit because of all this COVID stuff and the responses. But all of these global organizations, the United Nations is another one, all these global organizations, they think they see themselves and those that are sort of even above them, they see themselves as, this is how we can rule the world. This is how we can control societies. This is how we can control humanity. So let's introduce something called COVID, and they did it, and they did it for a couple of reasons. One of the big reasons was to steal an election. I mean, if the Democrats, you know, worked as hard on foreign policy as they worked on stealing the elections, maybe we would be better off. But, you know, so there's a lot. I mean, there's a lot of things here going on, but yes, these are globalist organizations. These are world organizations. And when you start to look at, you know, who is directing them and who is leading them, there are real people behind that. And Schwab is one. You got a George Soros. You have the Arabella Group. I mean, these are real things. These are real, led by real people who have placed themselves, you know, Gates is another one, who have placed themselves above some of these world institutions, and they drive them. They really do drive them. So
identifying the globalists is key. Here's another clip. Justin Trudeau is reprimanded in Parliament and accused by the main Jewish leader of the Conservative Party of calling Jews that are anti-police state Nazis.
Mystic, hopeful vision for public life isn't a naive dream. It could be a powerful force for change. If Canadians are to trust their government needs to trust Canadians. Those are the words of the Prime Minister in 2015. These people, very often misogynistic, racist, women haters, science deniers, the fringe. Same Prime Minister 6 years later as he fans the flames of an unjustified national emergency. So, Mr. Speaker, when did the Prime Minister lose his way? When did it happen?
Right, Honorable Prime Minister.
All right, there's another clip that's even more powerful, but we're going to come back with it with another of the conservative leaders, Dane Lloyd, destroying him. That's coming up next hour. They don't want this show heard, folks. The enemy's fighting around the clock to stop it, but humanity's rising. Take the live feeds from Infowars.com/show. Share them with everybody you know. Tell folks about those local AM and FM stations. Go to those stations. Find their live feed, because that doesn't get censored as much, and share that. And whatever you can do, go to band.video and take the archives of these shows and take the ones you think are most important that, you know, touch you, and share those with others, and then tell them to share them, completing the chain reaction. Stay with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.